This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
We've all been there, right? You've poured countless hours into crafting what you know is just a brilliant marketing strategy. The data's all there, the campaigns look compelling, and you can practically see the growth happening. But then it just hits a wall, especially when it comes to getting that executive buy-in. And it's incredibly frustrating, isn't it? When your ideas, your vision, just don't get the funding or, you know, the attention they really deserve. So today we're going to dive deep into exactly how to avoid that whole scenario. We're talking about building a marketing plan specifically for executives, one that doesn't just get like a nod of appreciation, but gets actively approved, funded, and actually generates real measurable impact.
Yeah, this deep dive is definitely for you if you've ever felt like your strategic insights aren't quite landing with leadership, or maybe, you know, your brilliance kind of gets lost in translation somewhere between your desk and the boardroom. We're going to be pulling some really powerful insights from Joe Medico's resource, Marketing Plan for Executives, Aligning Goals and Impact. It's less about a simple checklist and more about a strategic shift in how you approach the whole thing.
Exactly. Our mission today is to give you a shortcut. Okay, maybe not a shortcut, but a smarter path to really understanding that executive mindset and, more importantly, showing you how to truly speak their language. Moving beyond the marketing jargon, the tactical lists, and really demonstrating that you're a strategic partner. We want to help you make your marketing not just visible, but frankly, indispensable.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we even begin? Well, we want to make sure our marketing plans don't just collect dust, but actually, you know, drive the business forward. This article by Joe Medico, it really lays out a clear first step, maybe one that challenges how we usually start.
Yeah, what's immediately striking, I think, is the very first piece of advice. Lead with business objectives. And this isn't just like a suggestion, it's a fundamental reorientation. Instead of starting with what we plan to do in marketing, you know, launch an email campaign, optimize some content, we have to frame the entire plan around what executives really care about. And that's growth, revenue, ROI, the big picture stuff. It's about showing them the destination first, not just mapping out the journey.
That is such a critical distinction. It's like, okay, instead of saying we'll boost our email frequency and A/B test subject lines to get better engagement, you're saying we need to articulate it as, our primary goal here is to reduce customer acquisition costs, this IKE, by, say, 15% in Q3. And we'll do that through more refined audience targeting and conversion optimization. That frames it completely differently, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It grounds marketing directly in a business outcome. By linking your initiatives straight to those core KPIs, the key performance indicators that, let's face it, leadership lives and breathes, you immediately elevate marketing. You shift it from being seen as, you know, just a cost center, a department that spends money, to being a strategic partner,
right,
one that's directly driving measurable business results. It changes the whole perception of your department's value. The key thing is executives don't really care what you do nearly as much as what it achieves for the business.
Right. So once we've got those business objectives crystal clear and we frame them in language that resonates upstairs, the next logical question from them is probably going to be, okay, prove it. How do you know this will actually work?
Which leads us, I guess, to the next critical piece. Indeed, it does. Step two is all about needing to show the data trail. Look, executives are just inherently more likely to fund plans, especially the big ones, if they're robustly backed by numbers. Solid evidence. This means really digging into your historical performance data, looking at competitive benchmarks, maybe even using some predictive modeling to support every single recommendation you make. It's about showing that your proposals aren't just, you know, wishful thinking or educated guesses. They need to see it's grounded in real evidence and smart forecasting.
Yeah, this is where the rubber really meets the road. In the article, it specifically calls out the kind of data points we need ready. Not just any data, right? But the metrics that tie directly to the bottom line. Things like cost per lead, customer lifetime value, or CLV, conversion rates, obviously, channel performance trends. And crucially, it emphasizes using clean dashboards and visual reports. I mean, I've seen it myself. A good visual can sometimes cut through hours of debate. It just conveys a complex story so much faster, so much more powerfully than just a spreadsheet dump.
You're spot on. And it's not just about having the data. It's knowing which data points matter most to which executive. You know, a CEO might be really focused on CLV for that long-term growth picture, while a CFO, they might be zeroed in on cost per lead for immediate efficiency gains. So tailoring that data story is absolutely key. A common mistake is just overwhelming them with raw numbers. The real skill is curating it, visualizing it, allowing them to grasp the narrative the numbers are telling without getting bogged down in the weeds. Clarity, immediate understanding, that's the goal.
Okay, so we've aligned our objectives with the business. We're backing it all up with solid, well-presented data. But let's be honest, at the end of the day, when you're asking for budget, for resources, it always boils down to that one big question.
What's the ROI?
Exactly. What's the return on investment?
Which brings us, very neatly, to step three. You absolutely have to outline the investment to return equation. It doesn't matter how creative or cutting edge your marketing ideas are the executive team's primary concern. It's almost always the financial payoff. This means you need to meticulously break down your proposed budget, channel by channel. And for each line item, you've got to provide clear estimated returns. Show them the money trail from their investment to the projected gain.
Right. So instead of just a vague request like, we need X dollars for digital ads, the article suggests being super specific, like, our Google Ads campaign requires $8,000 per month, and based on current lead conversion metrics, we estimate an ROI of 4X.
Hmm.
Or maybe this SEO retainer is $5,000 a month, and we project it'll deliver 35% organic traffic growth within 6 months, leading to, you know, X number of new qualified leads.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of specificity is just incredibly persuasive. It directly translates spending into actual revenue potential.
Precisely. A marketing plan that clearly shows how every single dollar invested is expected to drive specific, measurable results, that's what builds confidence. And that's ultimately what secures the funding approval. It leaves zero ambiguity about the expected return on their investment. It shows you've thought beyond just what you're spending, focusing instead on the impact and the return generated by that spend. It's not just about getting budget, it's about demonstrating how you're going to make money for the company.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all know the real world isn't always neat and tidy. Even the best plans can hit snags. Market conditions shift, new competitors pop up, Google changes its algorithm again. How do we build confidence that we've actually thought beyond just the rosy best case scenario?
Oh, that leads us perfectly into step four, which is often overlooked but so important. Address risk and accountability. It shows real foresight, real professionalism, to not only anticipate potential challenges like that unexpected algorithm change you mentioned, which could tank visibility or maybe seasonal dips in interest, but also to clearly spell out how your team plans to mitigate these potential issues if they arise. What's plan B? But crucially, it doesn't stop there. You also need to define very clear accountability within your plan.
You mean literally spelling out who's managing what?
Yeah.
For each part of the plan and being explicit about what specific metrics are we tracking and reporting on? What are the checkpoints? When are the review meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not just about planning for bumps in the road, is it? It's about building enormous trust with leadership. It demonstrates a really thorough, responsible, and frankly mature approach to managing their investment. It tells them you've considered the what-ifs.
Exactly right. Executives deeply value people who can not only plan for success, but also foresee potential obstacles, have strategies ready to navigate them, and, critically, set up a clear framework for monitoring progress and ensuring someone is responsible for the outcomes. The common trap here is painting this overly optimistic picture, you know, pretending nothing could possibly go wrong. By proactively addressing risks, you actually increase their confidence in your leadership and your plan. You don't decrease it.
Okay, this is great. So we've covered leading with the business objectives. We've got the data trail. We've outlined the investment to return. We've even tackled risks and accountability. We've essentially built this rock-solid, data-driven, executive-friendly plan. So how do we wrap it all up? How do we finish strong in a way that truly captivates leadership, gets them fully bought in? You know, making them not just sign off, but actually get excited about the future you're painting.
Right, the final step. And I'd argue it's perhaps the most powerful in securing not just approval, but real commitment, both emotional and financial. And that is to close with a vision, not just a plan. You want to wrap up your entire marketing plan with a summary that's clear, inspiring, and focused on the ultimate outcome. What will success truly look like for the whole organization if this plan is enacted? It's about painting that vivid picture of the future state.
That feels really powerful. So instead of just like listing again all the things we're going to do,
yeah,
we articulate what the future will actually look like if they make this investment, if they back your vision.
Mm.
The article gives a fantastic example, something really tangible. By Q4, our brand will own 5 top-ranking keywords in our core market, will have reduced CAC by 20%, and will be bringing in 300 new qualified leads every single month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That doesn't just list achievements, does it? It paints this vivid, desirable picture of future success that they can actually see and feel the benefit of.
It connects right back to that initial business objective we started with, but it does it with so much more clarity and impact. This is where you shift gears. You transition from just pitching a plan, you know, a series of actions, to selling a truly compelling vision, a future state that they feel they really can't afford not to fund. It's about showing them the tangible, exciting success you're building for the entire organization, not just the individual bricks you happen to be laying. It puts the why behind your plan in the most impactful light possible and really inspires them to act.
Okay, so let's bring this all together. What does this really mean for you listening right now? We've taken a deep dive into five really powerful, practical steps, drawing from Joe Medico's insights, to genuinely transform how you present and get approval for your marketing plans. From starting with those clear business objectives, showing the undeniable data trail, outlining that crucial investment to return piece, addressing the risks head on, and finally closing with an inspiring, measurable vision. It really is all about, fundamentally speaking, the language of executives.
Yeah, this whole structured approach, it empowers you. It elevates your marketing strategy from what can sometimes feel like just a series of tasks to a strategic engine that leadership won't just understand on a, you know, intellectual level, but will actively get behind and support wholeheartedly. It fundamentally shifts that perception, moving you away from being seen as just a cost center towards becoming recognized as a vital growth driver for the entire company.
Okay, so here's a final thought, something provocative for you to maybe mull over after this deep dive. Think about your current marketing goals, maybe the ones you're working on right now, or perhaps an upcoming proposal you're prepping. Can you identify just one key business objective that you could immediately reframe your efforts around? Really consciously move from just talking about the tactics, the what, to articulating a quantifiable executive level impact, the why and what result. How might that single shift, just that one change in presentation and mindset, change the entire conversation with your leadership team? And maybe, just maybe, the outcome of your next big proposal.
We really hope this deep dive has armed you with some powerful, practical tools. Tools to make your next marketing plan not just smart, not just well-researched, but truly irresistible to those decision makers, the ones holding the purse strings. Now go forth and get those plans funded.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.